God is good. And all the time. Good morning, First Church. How's everybody doing today? Are you ready for some sunshine? Yeah. Can I get an amen on that one? Yeah. Let's try it one more time. God is good. And all the time. Good morning, and I welcome you. My name is Eric Dirks. It is great to see each and every one of you this morning as we gather to worship our Lord and Savior and Creator and Redeemer. It is just amazing what God does in our lives, and I give God praise every day that I am pastor here. Thank you so very much for being the people that you are. However, that doesn't mean we're perfect, right? We got a lot of journey to go yet, right? At least I hope. So, if you would turn with me to the announcements in the bulletin. We have a lot of great things going on, and I'm just going to announce the headers, and I invite you, and I ask you please to read the details. Newcomers class coming January 31st. Don't miss out on Valentine's Day banquet. It's always sold out. This will be our third year that we've done that. So February 13th at 6 o'clock, make sure that you are present for that. Don't forget about the cookbook. It is an amazing book, and we have already sold many of them, praise God, but it is just a great book. A lot of people did a lot of great work on this, and many of you sent in your recipes, so make sure that you take time to look at one of those and maybe even buy that. For yourself and for years to come. Don't forget Lunch Bunch. The theme's going to be the birthday of the church, and that is going to be, wow, is next week already January 31st? Wow. That will be next week right after church. Now, just to remind you, in the new year, what Lunch Bunch was created for, first of all, it was created as a time for this church to fellowship together and experience the great cooking that is present in this church. The secondary concept of Lunch Bunch was what you pay to get in to a Lunch Bunch lunch is that goes to our apportionments. And if you don't know, apportionments are the United Methodist Church's missional giving. And for instance, it's because of apportionments. I mean, that does a lot of things, but the Haiti situation that we have here. One thing that apportionments allow the United Methodist Church to do, when you give to, for instance, the Haiti Advance, and you all have seen a lot about that number and such through prayer warriors and other emails and such, 100% of whatever you give can go to that cause. And there are hundreds of causes. I think I'm going to begin lifting those up. There are hundreds of causes all over the United States that the United Methodist Church is a part of, and you can give to those advances, and 100% of what you give will go to those advances because of apportionment. So Lunch Bunch is a way for us to raise funds and help us out as a church, so it's meant to be over and above what you're already giving to the church, or else it really does us no good. So when you come and eat and have fun with the fellowship and have a lot of great food, but know that that money that you are spending, which is minimal, $5 and $15, I believe, goes to our apportionments. So 160 years of service, and that is an idea that we have for birthday gifts of non-perishable food to be given to our local food pantries. There will be birthday boxes in the narthex to put your gifts in, and that will begin next week, I believe. Also, Bob and Mary Norton again this year are doing a silent beef auction, so make sure that you are aware of that and keep track of that. Now, one thing I want you to know, that 45 people from this church, most of which were youth, went to Springfield, and this church was represented as one of the largest group that was there again this year. So that, just so you know, you have good representation. WOW is a midwinter retreat for youth. And I didn't hear a final number, but it's the largest group they've ever had. 3,000 or 4,000 youth were there. It is just an amazing thing that they got to experience. And some of the things we're going to bring home so you can experience them as well It is tremendously amazing the opportunities we're giving our youth in this conference today. And so I just know that your funding in that regard is well spent as well. It is just amazing. You're probably going to see a lot of electronics visual stuff going on in the near future too, as soon as we learn about it and get used to it. So anyway, just know that Doug and I, we got up this morning and came back and made it in the nick of, well, by the hair on the top of my head, is that for the 8 o'clock service. So, anyway, it was a great time. Just know that your youth are doing you proud. So if you would take time to fill out the connection card, which is the third page, and if you're visiting with us, we do want to put out a special welcome for you and to you. But this, if you fold it back and forth a couple times, will tear off. And then you can put that in the offering basket later on in the service. That would be your gift to us. Those who are regular attenders, if you would fill that out as well and hand that in, we would greatly appreciate that. Today also, we are lifting up a special pamphlet here from Crossroads Family Ministries, and we invite you to read that as well. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
All right, let us begin with the prayer and the prelude, and we will continue at that point. Gracious and holy God, we do sincerely thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you as well, Lord, for those things that you hold back from us, whether it's because we're not prepared or maybe it would endanger us. Whatever that is, Lord, we give you thanks that you're thinking of us and that we are special to you. And although, Lord, we know that you're already present in this place, we want to be deliberate in asking for your presence, God, in Jesus' name. Anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit. Wash our sins away, God, as you come upon us today. Dear God, we ask that you wash over us, that evil and negative thoughts will run scared from this place as we worship you. So be with us, God. Make us one with you and one with each other in Jesus' holy name. Amen.